This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You know, I like Christian Bale. I think he's a really good actor. I liked him back when I was a kid, watching him in the remake of Charlton Heston of Treasure Island. And it's also strange. We were born within a month of each other in 1974. We're the same Chinese, I guess, and zodiac signs or whatever. And I'm not really putting stock in that stuff, but it's interesting. But Christian Bale likes to play these big anti-tyrant heroes in movies. So he was in a film that I saw last night with my son and wife that I thought was excellent, very historical, and very, very well done, called The Promise. And in a moment, I'm going to play that trailer. But look at this article from the London Independent. And reportedly, he's attacked me, he's attacked Cernovich, he's attacked others, and some Daily Beast articles and things that we're terrible people. We're the post-truth. Really, buddy? Well, I'm being persecuted. I have the state, you know, openly in the media saying, take my children away for my views. And the media and the corporate, you know, minions and the Stephen Colberts, the fake news reporters, misrepresent what I say and what I believe. And then people like you come out and attack us. Here it is. Christian Bale on Donald Trump's dictatorship for dummies. He says we live in a post-truth era. That's what the New York Times, the Washington Post say, that democracy dies in the dark. Mr. Bale, Trump's far from perfect, but he's bringing the sovereignty back to this country. And the talking point that he's a dictator is a fraud. And you're the ones in Hollywood criticizing him for not wanting to bring Muslims in from seven unvetted countries like Somalia, Sudan, and Libya that are failed states where they still sell women into slavery and where they kill Christians and others. You were just in a powerful film, The Promise, about the Armenian genocide, where the Young Turks was the name of the political party, went around murdering and killing people, and finally the government joined in during World War I, killing the Christians. That's what Muslims have done in every country. That's what's happening in Syria right now with the rebels our government's been backing until Trump got in. So for you to call Trump a dictator for trying to stop unvetted Islamists coming in when you just starred in a movie about the true extermination of 1.5 million Christian Armenians is unbelievable. You, my friend, are the one that want to pose as a hero with some historical thing that really happened, but then in the real world actually aid Turkey that's threatening to burn down Europe and saying they'll have an Islamist takeover and a jihad if Europe doesn't open its borders to Turkey and submit to them when Erdogan is part two of the Young Turks. So learn some history and stop acting like a pseudo-intellectual fop. Stop being a fake liberal, Christian Bale. Okay? You're a disgrace to yourself, and you're following Hollywood talking points when Hollywood's been bought by the communist Chinese and the globalist and is an anti-American, anti-human, illiberal institution. Now, here's the trailer for The Promise.
Tell me about Constantinople.
It can be magical. In the Grand Bazaar, you could buy the finest from Paris and London, the latest automobiles from America. It can be horrible too, just like any great city.
Were you happy there?
It was a different life.
A toast to old friends and new.
Christopher Myers.
Chris is a star reporter for the Associated Press.
May I introduce Mademoiselle Anna Kassar?
You're going to become a doctor.
I hear a French accent.
I lived in Paris for many years, but I'm a proud Armenian.
You know what's incredible? In the movie, Bale's like, these Islamists are killing all the Christians!
Holy war.
They gotta be stopped! They're killing everybody! You're crazy!
Oh my God, what was that?
It's like Alex Jones! But see, I'm in the real world. Bale just plays people.
Armenians right now.
There's the Young Turks!
This is our opportunity. We will restore the great Ottoman Empire.
We cannot be here. We must leave.
What is the Associated Press doing here, Mr. Myers?
Reporting.
But see, now he attacks the real journalist fighting part two of this.
There's no war here.
100 years later.
The
they line up kids, blow their heads off, you name it. It's powerful. It's powerful. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the info war. You need to understand what we're facing. Christian Bale is the definition of a fake, the definition of a hypocrite, the definition of someone playing what he in reality...
For P-150, P-150GA, P-150NY, P-150OK, P-150TN, C-250A, C-250E, C-250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that
long. All right, I want to get through these clips, and then I'm going to go straight to your phone calls at the start of the next segment. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. Let's go ahead and go to some of these Trump clips. Here's Trump saying that the war on the Second Amendment of the last 8 years is over. And this is the biggest positive thing. We have Gorsuch now in the Supreme Court, who is a conservative. That is a gigantic promise delivered. We have the economy coming back. That is a huge promise delivered. We have $300 billion in jobs coming back. We have the TPP scrapped, NAFTA and GATT being renegotiated. We have so many positive things happening under Trump. And we have the world taking us seriously again. But there's some problems as well. We'll be taking your phone calls on those subjects coming up. But here's Trump on the Second Amendment.
The NRA protects in our capitals and legislative houses the freedoms that our service members have won for us on those incredible battlefields. And it's been a tough fight against those who would go so far as to ban private gun ownership entirely. But I am here to deliver you good news. And I can tell you that Wayne and Chris have been fighting with me long and hard to make sure that we were with you today, not somebody else with an empty podium, because believe me, the podium would have been empty. They fought long and hard, and I think you folks cannot thank them enough. They were with us all the way right from the beginning.
That's awesome. Trump Nation had that great feed from the event.
But we have news that you've been waiting for a long time. The 8-year assault on your Second Amendment freedoms has come to a crashing end.
Absolutely. You know, if you're watching me on TV, I'm making a symbol that I've made my whole life since I would see it in Jell-O commercials when I was a kid. They'd go, everything's A-OK. I remember those in Jell-O commercials. They'd also do it with the black guy that would go, ah, coconuts, ah. Was that Almond Joy or was that a coconut drink? I remember like I was 3 years old, he'd go, ah, delicious coconut, mmm. And it means A-OK. It means everything's all right. You know, my mom's uncle would always do that too. My dad's brother would always say, everything's A-OK. Putting your index and your thumb together has always meant A-OK. Well, I've been told it meant Illuminati, and I was secretly with the Illuminati. I'm going to see if I get Cernovich on today, if not tomorrow. Two members of the alt-right accused of making white supremacist hand signs in White House after receiving press passes. London Independent, it says the ADL is evil. This means A-OK. By the way, Mike Cernovich has been attacked by all the different KKK groups. I don't know why they hate him. It's, I guess, anybody that isn't racist, who's in the liberty movement, they don't like. but it means A-OK in sign language. But see, the ADL can say any symbol's bad, and that means they take control of language. The socialist globalist ADL, who gives George Soros the Nazi collaborator awards. But that's okay to be a Nazi collaborator. Just don't say A-OK. And I guess I'll be listed now, too, as evil. Good, list me. When I was in my divorce thing, they would literally say, this man is a racist. Never show any proof, anything. It's the craziest thing. Where people just point their fingers and go, you are a racist. And they just pointed at me and go, David Duke. And I'm just sitting there, David Duke hates me. I don't know. It's the craziest thing. So, David Duke, just point, David Duke. Everyone goes, David Duke. Jones and Cernovich, hey, we got our press passes. Boom, A-OK. Oh, white power. When in the sign language, it means everything's okay. It's the craziest thing on earth. I don't know what to say anymore. It just gets crazier and crazier and crazier and crazier. That we're dealing with this. Schwarzenegger has got an award from the ADL. He goes around wearing a Nazi belt buckle and told Rolling Stone he wants to be Hitler, and his dad was in the SS, the Gestapo, actually. He was in the SS, but assigned as a police officer, a police chief, excuse me, for the Nazis. So, but that's okay, see? Because all these other people can just run around, and they can have all the weird leftist organizations give awards to real Nazis, and then attack me, a real patriot, and say I'm a Nazi. Yep, vintage Nazi belt buckle. But hey, it's cool. It's cool. It's fun. You know, for him. Whatever. I think it's terrible. But give the man a award from a Jewish organization immediately. It's all part of the sickening joke. Okay, let me get to some of these other clips of Trump. We've got Trump invigorates enchants crowd during rally in Harrisburg, PA. The Washington Post finally got something right. Here it is.
In no area have past governments sold out special interests and foreign lobbyists more than on the issue of immigration. Year after year, you pleaded for Washington to enforce our laws. As illegal immigration surged, refugees flooded in, and lax vetting threatened your family's safety and security. Your pleas have finally been there. Oh, don't worry. We're going to have the wall. Don't worry about it.
Which is just a sign of sovereignty, a sign that we're a country. Mexico has a fence. The idea that it's dirty and bad to have a wall is just insane. But the Washington Post got it right. They said that he enchanted the crowd. I'll give you the exact headline here. I'll show it to you. Here it is. Trump invigorates enchants crowd during rally in Harrisburg, PA. Right there. So you got it right.
You know, we've done so well at the border. A lot of people are saying, oh, wow, maybe the president doesn't need the wall. We need the wall to stop the drugs and the human trafficking. We need the wall.
Yeah, it's down 43%.
In just 100 days,
the number of people.
We have taken historic steps to secure our border, impose needed immigration control like you've never seen before. Is that true? And properly screen and vet those seeking admission into our country.
Oh, look, he's making the white power.
They are going to come in because they love our country. We're not taking them otherwise. We are operating on a very simple principle that our immigration system should put the needs of American workers, American families, American companies, and American citizens first.
It's the owl side of the devil.
I appointed.
Jones is doing it.
A great military general, John Kelly, to lead the Department of Homeland Security.
All right. That's good. So we've got more of these clips, but I'm going to come back and start going directly to your phone calls. Bam, bam, bam. We're going to talk to Bill, David, Carlos, Marilyn, Shane, Dennis, Karen, and many, many others that are patiently holding. I'm going to get to a lot of your calls, but just be ready. Bam, bam, bam. We're going to be going to your phone calls on the other side. We have to end this special tomorrow. It's one of our great supplements that's now in our top five bestsellers. It's Caveman, Ultimate Paleo, Bone Broth, Turmeric, Chaga Mushroom, Bee Pollen, Alfalfa, Concentrated Powder, and more. Tastes great. Just a little bit of natural chocolate and cocoa, stevia. Tastes wonderful, even better with milk. Tastes like Ovaltine with milk. Put a little bit of ice cubes in it in a blender. Give it to your kids as a malt, as a shake. It is so good for you. We went out and said, hey, Bone Broth's really popular. Let's make this most supercharged, high-quality, affordable one out there. And we've done it. It's got just hundreds and hundreds of five-star reviews by third-party sites. It is. Ladies and gentlemen, 53% off. We're about to sell out of it, but I want everybody to try it. I want you to see how good it is. It is a loss leader when you sign up for AutoShip. You get an additional 10% off the 53. We lose money on that. You basically break even at this cost. So take advantage, InfoWarsStore.com. And when you sign up for AutoShip, you don't have to think about it. When you get the X2 or you get any of the other 30-plus nutraceuticals or the coffee or other products we have, InfoWarsStore.com, you know you're getting great products, great value, and supporting an organization that is having a huge effect on the globalists that the enemy wants to destroy. And if we succeed and if they can't shut us down and crush us, it is such a victory in doing you-know-what in their face. So I pray you'll support us. I pray you'll pray for us. And I pray you will purchase products at InfoWarsStore.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that, with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Back live. I've got some more clips of Trump's powerful speech coming up, and I want to go to your phone calls right now. I want to go to Carlo first, then Marilyn, then David, then Bill, then Karen, then Dennis, then Shane, and a bunch of others that I see holding there. It's wide open phones, any topic you want to discuss. Carlos wants to talk about, will Syria lead to more false flags? Yeah, the Islamists have been caught at least red-handed twice launching false flags with chemicals. That's mainstream news, that's admitted. And then another three times it looked like they did it. The UN has even said that. But the media just immediately said it was the Syrian government a month ago or whatever. And then we saw the strike by Trump. That kind of legitimizes false flags. I mean, jumping right into believing they did it. And people say, well, it was for China to look decisive and they hadn't given up their chemicals yet. So Trump did right. I want to support the president. But I am worried because it was even the British ambassador that said right after it happened that this will only encourage the Islamists to stage more events. So if they've been caught before, aren't they the suspects now? But Trump's gotten really tough on Syria. He's gotten really tough on Russia. He's really been pushed by the media into doing that when Syria and Russia haven't done anything to us. But it's a good question. What do you think, Carlos? Can you hear me, Carlos?
Yes, I can. Yes. Welcome back. I see that you're back on top form. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. Go ahead.
Well, you mentioned continuity of governance, and you were concerned about that, and it made me think of a scenario which is troubling. I don't know if you're aware, but the U.S. nuclear weapons are being guarded by an Israeli company. That's the U.S. arsenal, the most sensitive nuclear power and weapons storage facilities in the United States are in the hands of a company called Magal out of Israel. Now, I have all respect for Israel. There's no problem with that.
Sure, but I'm aware of that. It's a little weird that Israel is one of the main groups that guards the nukes. That is a fact. They also have the contract for the caller ID numbers. So basically the digital internet number is the same thing for phones, the DNS number for phone lines, and are listening to all the phones as well. So it's very strange.
Yeah, James Banford wrote about that. As a matter of fact, the NSA has a contract where they send all unfiltered data to Israel as automatically as part of an agreement. He wrote about that in the New York Times on September 16, 2014. What I'm basically saying is not anything other than if today, because of the reaction that President Trump took with regards to Syria and his reaction to children being killed, etc., and the quick reaction that he took, what if today or tomorrow or the day after there was a detonation of a dirty bomb in the United States, and it was blamed immediately by the New York Times and the media on, let's say, South Korea, then what would happen? I mean, you can't just react to any...
You're right. A very dangerous precedent's been set where the media just says, Germany did it, Russia did it, Mexico did it, America did it, and then you're just allowed to bomb them a day later with no proof. That you're absolutely on target there, and that's... So what do we do about it? Because here's all you have to know, Carlos. When we saw the Islamists run over people at London Bridge or run over people at Big Ben or shoot people in Paris last week or shoot people in Sweden or shoot people in Brussels, Belgium, or run over people in Stockholm, Sweden, you don't see the blood. You don't see the bodies. But when the kids get nerve gassed, you see it, and we're told that it was Assad. So I'm asking, why were we shown that, but we're not shown what the Islamists do ever? Because they're waving the bloody shirt to get us in a war.
Yes, and the conceptual mistake, I have absolute confidence in President Trump. You cannot imagine that I know that this man is the man of his time. There will be books written about President Trump for a long time to come. I'm not concerned about that. What I am concerned about is that he will be tricked. He will be tricked into reacting. President Kennedy was advised to nuke Cuba. It was advised, and he held back. Instead, he said Martin Luther King to negotiate a private agreement with, you know, the Soviets, so that they would remove the missiles from Turkey.
No, you're right. We don't need a nuclear war. And Curtis LeMay and General L.L. Lemonster, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, wanted to start a nuclear war with Russia by attacking U.S. cities, claiming that Cubans had done it by staging plastic explosive attacks, mass shootings at movie theaters, rock and roll discotheques, you name it. And that has been declassified in 1999, Operation Northwoods, and Kennedy said no. So then they sabotaged his own operation, which we've now seen them doing to Trump, going after ISIS. They sabotaged his own operation at the Bay of Pigs and made that fail to set up the president, which just shows how criminal elements of the CIA continue to plague this country. But now there are reportedly more and more good elements inside the intelligence agencies that are trying to stop this. Thank you so much. But the bad elements want to go after Assange, who had the CIA leak him intel to get Trump elected. So I don't know why he's now double-crossing. It just absolutely concerns me. Let's go ahead and talk to David in New Hampshire. David, thanks for holding her on the air. Hey, Dave, how you doing? You want to talk from New Hampshire?
Yeah, there was just like a little cutout that just happened. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
All right, thank you, sir. I just wanted to talk about Trump and about how I'm a little disappointed. I'm a little disappointed in Trump, but most of all, I'm disappointed in myself. And the reason why I'm disappointed in myself is knowing all the information that I know, knowing about false flags, knowing about the deep state, why did I indeed fall for the trap, which was so cleverly played upon all of us, and I voted for Trump. Trump is the best option by far, way better than Hillary by a mile. But as the last caller said, Carlos, I would say Trump will have books written about him for decades to come. He is probably the most clever and most manipulative president that we've had since FDR. But in that same vein, he is just as dangerous as FDR. Dangerous in the fact that he is so good at divide and conquer. We, the Trump supporters, are looking at the media as the enemy. The media is calling him the enemy. The media is calling us the enemy. The media is calling you the enemy. We're looking at you and wondering if you're the enemy. You know, some Alex people who watch your show or, you know, who've done that to you for years. All of us are looking at each other, and we don't know what is up and what is down.
Sure. Well, let me break down what's up and what's down, and I appreciate your call. You can judge what I've done by the fruits of the liberty movement, globalism, and trouble. But regardless, you know you're good, so you should take political action and be involved. We're devastating globalists. We're exposing their unelected, unaccountable planetary system. You think they like that? They hate it. They absolutely hate it. Trump is basically taking over their system. That's why they legitimately hate him. He's doing so much good that we can be excited about. But then he's doing some bad things, but to not differentiate that and to say we got conned by Trump, we didn't think Trump would be perfect, but we knew he was better than Hillary. We just got a great Supreme Court justice. The economy's coming back. Nationalism's here. Sovereignty. So many good things. I think you're over.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the info war.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Alex Jones, your host, and we just had a caller who's a great guy. And, you know, he calls in if he just joined us and says, you know, Trump played us. I feel like a fool. Maybe even you played us, Alex. I feel like a fool, the caller said, for voting for Trump. Trump has over-delivered on his Supreme Court pick, on the stock market, on sovereignty, on pulling out of the TPP, on bringing back all these jobs, on moving to renegotiate NAFTA and GATT, on standing up. He's an American president.
on cutting UN funding by 50%. But it doesn't mean that he's going to be everything we want. But he's an American president. And then the caller was saying, well, he's divided and conquered us. David Gergen has come out, advisor to five presidents, and said Trump is the most divisive president he's ever seen. Well, you got the media at the correspondence dinner saying their job from the podium is to topple a presidency and to bring down Trump. That's the headline. For journalists, annual dinner serves up catharsis and resolve to topple the president. They're radicals saying kill the president, topple the president, go after his supporters, beat him up, ban him off the internet. That's what the New York Times is saying. And that's okay. And then Trump says the media is the enemy. The globalist corporate media is the enemy. I've experienced this the last 3 weeks. Total attack. Total lies. I'm in a deposition. They say, what's the name of all your children's teachers? I name all of them but two. Then it's in court that I don't know the name of my nanny. I say, that's not true. It's the teachers. Pull up the transcript. They pull it up. It's two teachers. It goes on Colbert. I don't know the names of my children. You go, oh, that's just comedy. No, people then believe it. And they run headlines everywhere in the news. Doesn't know the names of his children. I had a press conference Friday to basically tell the media what a bunch of liars they were. That was the headline of the Huffington Post. Alex Jones calls a press conference to tell the media they suck. I did. And they wouldn't get anything I said or anything I did right. They know they're there deceiving. That's their job. They think it's funny what they're doing. And it tears my guts out. It absolutely tears my heart out to see that this is where we've gotten and this is where this country is. And I'm just here promoting Americana, hoping Trump's right. Trump is doing bad, saying they're going to go after Assange. That's crazy. But that's who got him elected, more than anybody. And I list the things Trump does that are bad. But I'm not sitting here then saying it's Hillary Clinton because it's so much better. But I'm not here to even defend Trump. I'm not even here to do that. I'm just here promoting Americana and free market and what made this country great against the authoritarian, unelected system of globalism. That's all I stand for. And that's why I'm under attack, because I'm promoting things that are common sense and that are good, and I'm pointing out how ridiculous it is when they still put Brian Williams on TV, who's a known liar, to criticize yours truly and explain how I'm fake news. And then have them, without a video clip of me or anything, say, Jones says he's an actor and fake. When I get asked in court, when you wear a lizard mask, do you really believe? And I go, that's a joke. Oh, so everything you do is fake. No. And people go, ooh, boy, Alex is fake. What? That's a joke, ladies and gentlemen. That's a mind game. It's crazy. And you know what? I'm going to keep doing satire because adults and people that have brains get it. That when I do rare satire, it's a joke. Leanne McAdoo never beat me up because I wasn't a Trump supporter. It was a joke. I wasn't really the Joker when I played the Joker once. I was playing a character promoting fluoride. Because that's what the Joker does in the comics, is poison people through the water. I say, drink your fluoride, kids. You'll see pretty colors. And they go, are you crazy? Do you really believe this? And I go, it's a joke. Do you really believe Obama's literally the devil? It's satire. Oh, you're fake about everything. No, his policies are devil-like. He probably is demon-possessed. But the audience has to be smarter when they sit there and they say, Alex Jones says that Michelle Obama is a transvestite. I was reporting what Joan Rivers said. You know, I said I was a trans, what do you call it when you're an animal? Trans species. I did a joke like 3 years ago putting two brown socks on my ears and said I was a hound dog. And I was sitting there at the kitchen table in the morning after I'd worked out with my kids eating breakfast. And I did it as a joke and put them on my ears. And they said, that's funny. So I said, here's the camera. Videotape me being a dog. Am I literally a dog? Am I insane? No, it's a joke. Does it mean I'm fake all the time because I did a joke as a dog? No. Do I have to explain this? And then I realized a lot of the public's gone. They have no brains. They literally don't know what planet they're on. Marilyn in North Carolina, you're on the air. Then Bill, Karen, Dennis, and others. Go ahead, Marilyn. Man, you got to love this pause when I take the calls. Marilyn, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. It's obvious that there's a really concerted effort against all patriots, especially you. And
I hear you. Anything else? We're having phone problems today, folks. That happens every once in a while. I can tell we're having phone issues. Thank you, ma'am. We're going to take a call from Bill. Bill in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Thanks for calling in today.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, brother.
I listen every day. I buy a lot of the products. I love the toothpaste. Auto Ship, the Brain Force. I haven't napped in over a year because of that product. So, but the reason I'm calling in is because I'm living the nightmare that you were facing. I was ordered supervised visits, and I haven't spoken to my daughter in over 3 years. I talked to you before. I'm the guy that was a stay-at-home dad, caught his wife having an affair with a cop, and he explained to me about feminism, the CIA, all that stuff. So I know exactly what you're going through, and I'm just calling in because I need your help, man. I got a GoFundMe page. Give Ellie Mae her father back. I need to get an attorney. I'm at a dead end, you know, and I know what the demonization is like. They took my custody away because she accused me of being on drugs. And even though I passed a hair follicle and urine test, it didn't matter. Even though I passed it, it was already gone. And that's what they used against me to order the supervised visit.
Sure. For folks that don't know what happened to me, I never talked about it. It was private. 3+ years ago, my ex-wife filed for divorce. And I've showed these documents Friday. I'm going to go over to more of them tomorrow. And then it said, we want supervised visits. We want alcohol drug testing. I did the same thing, hair follicle, all of it. I mean, I don't use drugs. I hardly even drink. Passed it all. And then she wanted a guardian litem, all these social workers. They came, investigated me. There was a big crisis. She sent herself off to a mental treatment in Arizona. She had kind of a breakdown. God bless her. And then I had the kids. And then now she was in the system by then. And the system and the judges, because of the stuff that was going on with her, she was only getting the kids like on overnights every few weeks or whatever. I was trying to work through to get her back with the kids 50-50. And then, boom, had a jury trial. They couldn't go back to everything previous from the previous hearings. It was only forward. So we couldn't tell the jury what had really happened and gone on. And then the media showed up, made up all these lies. They say I've lost custody. I haven't. It's joint custody, which I was already working for. And then it's in the newspaper that I alienated my kids from my ex-wife when I never tried to take them away from her. It's just crazy. More phone calls straight ahead.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
The reason I got frustrated with that caller 15 minutes ago is we were in totally desperate straits. Hillary was going to get 4 to 5 Supreme Court justices, and they were going to move against the free press and shut everything down, open the borders completely, and bring us into full-scale globalism. Expected Trump to have to go sideways because Washington is so controlled, you got to make deals to even get stuff done. And the first 70 days, he was so perfect and so good that I could not believe it. I said hundreds of times, if he just got 30-40% done in his first term, that he would be as great as George Washington. He has gotten 30% of what his agenda's through in the first 100 days. And he's done pretty much perfectly on 80% of his promises that he has implemented. He's gone bad sideways on Assange and whistleblowers, bad sideways on a bunch of other issues, but he just had the NSA end email gathering of American citizens. That came out in the Washington Post today. So much good is happening with Trump, it makes my head spin. But he does that stuff with the false flag. Whether he was behind it or the globalists were behind it, clearly it's the rebels. Clearly it wasn't Assad. That's not right. But he's facing North Korea. He's facing China. He's got to look strong for them. And I'm not supporting Machiavellian garbage. But I get what Trump's doing so they don't say he's a Russian spy. He's gotten tough on Syria and Russia. So I'm not defending some of the bad things Trump's doing, but I'm telling you, we ought to be on our knees thanking God we don't have Hillary. Because this isn't lesser of two evils. Hillary was a whole other world than Trump, ladies and gentlemen, and wanted a lot bigger wars. And sometimes you got to have some smaller events to stave off bigger events. And Trump was had enough ambiguity that they didn't get rid of their chemicals like they promised, though he could blow up where they were at under the deal they made with the Pentagon 4 years ago when the Pentagon told Obama to go fly a kite. So, and I told you Trump said that, and 2 days later he came out and said exactly that. That they didn't give up their chemicals, so regardless of who did it, he had a right to blow up that base. And nobody died. I'm not defending it, but you know what? It sure shut down the globalists, didn't it, and got his approval rating up. And I'm not defending it. I don't like us using their tricks. But from a Machiavellian view, from our perspective, it's working. Trump's a different type of animal. And he's not here to screw us, folks. He wants America powerful and strong to take over globalism. And if we take it over to promote free market and to shut down radical Islam and to actually empower these countries, that's better than the globalist model of globalism to make everybody poor and under their control. And I'm not defending it. I told you at the inauguration he was going to take over globalism. I could see it all. I could see what he's doing without him ever saying it. And he's either the greatest thing this country ever seen, or if he starts going sideways and doing really bad stuff a few years from now, then he may be the devil. Because my spider sense says he's good. And I knew his plan day one. I could instinctively see it. And now you see it unfolding. I'm synced. Doesn't mean I totally agree, but I know what Trump's going to do before he does it. Because I can understand the moves and what he's doing. I'm looking at the same chessboard. But he could be so evil that somehow spiritually he's cloaked. He used a Sith analogy, and I can't see it. But I don't think that's what it is. I think it's more sophisticated than that. I think Trump's being used by God to really unmask these people, but he's using some of their own tricks at a level to absolutely scramble their system. But if you talk about defeating globalism, discrediting it, bringing jobs home, you couldn't ask for better. Andrew in Boston wants to talk about the Armenian genocide. I talked about that earlier, and Christian Bale, who says Trump's a dictator when he's not, and criticizes him for blocking unvetted Muslims coming in, when he's in a movie about the historic Muslims in 1914, 15, 16, 17, 18, murdering over 1.5 million peaceful Armenians, Christians who'd been there before the Muslims took over Turkey. So, Bale, you can't have it both ways, bro. We're fighting the modern caliphate here. They're the ones that aren't tolerant, not us, Bale. Go ahead, Andrew.
Thank you very much for taking my call, Alex.
Thank you, brother.
I just want to touch upon, because you talk about the Armenian genocide, and it's so important that you bring it up. You really, your credibility goes up when talking about this. So just a bit of history for the viewers. They murdered and they rounded up 250 intellectuals, Armenians, doctors and lawyers. And so I see they're doing the same thing with you and Cernovich. They're trying to assassinate your character. They're trying to get rid of you because you are the spiritual and intellectual leaders of the freedom movement. So I think it's very important that you touch upon this. And I really recommend all the readers and the listeners to go to YouTube, look up Armenian genocide and educate yourselves. And one more thing I want to put up, Alex. They always put up all this American guilt of not accepting immigrants. America, the United States, was the first nation that accepted the Christian Armenian immigrants. And they said, they shall not perish. They had a campaign. And they brought in these Christian Armenians. And what did the Armenian immigrants do? They assimilated. They created the MRI machine in World War I. The father of modern plastic surgery was an Armenian. So America took them in, and look what happened. In a few small years of liberty and freedom that the Americans gave, we contributed back to society. So I think that's very important.
That's right. Statistically, Armenians, I've read it, are one of the most wealthy, successful groups through innovation and development, a very ancient culture. And I want to do a whole special, not just on the Armenians, but other Christians over the 1,000 years of Islamic control that they wiped out in Turkey. That was the, Eastern Holy Roman Empire. People don't know. This is the heart of Christianity. and how Armenia invented Christendom. People don't understand this, and America brought them here. We'll bring people here that want to have a free country, but sorry, the Muslims always act like they're nice till their numbers get high enough, and then they start killing. It's a fact. Does it mean there aren't some nice Muslims? Sure, but they're not the ones that are in control. That's not my opinion. That's a fact, Andrew.
Absolutely. And so I just want to touch upon, I am a doctor, I'm doing a research at a Harvard teaching hospital here, and I just see the attacks happening. So the InfoWars website, which I used to be able to visit, has now been blocked. It's called a forbidden website. So you can go on CNN.com, you can go on Salon.com, but InfoWars.com is blocked. So I can tell you also that LiverShield, some of these products that I've actually tried, I've experimented with, they help absolutely. So I honestly think it's very important to support your broadcast, but actually this stuff works. One more thing, Alex, before I have you. I really, if I can give you some advice, because I really enjoy watching when you did the video on the Taiwan call with China and you talk about the history and geopolitics and Chiang Kai-shek and the communists. If you could do some more videos about that, because you have a lot of new listeners and we really soak up this information because we're so hungry for it and we don't see it in the mainstream media. So if that's some advice I can give you and some advice to President Trump, I think he really needs to watch his sticks with Jared Kushner, Gary Cohn. I think these people, they call them so-called centrists, I think they're just the opposite side of the same dirty coin.
Sure, they're the fifth column. Do you personally have an Armenian background?
I do. So I was raised in Australia, but my parents came from the Soviet Union, and so we know what communism, so when they would actually take you, they would interrogate you and say, you're the spy of the Soviet Union, and they'll take you to the gulags. And I used to ask,
well, that's it. For those that don't know, with Armenians or in Russia or anywhere, first they don't let you publish, then they put you in ghettos, then they arrest your leaders, then they arrest your young men, then your old men, then they rape and kill your daughters and your wives. This is the same paradigm, and the globalists are openly coming. And I'm not scared. I believe America's going to rally. We're going to defend. But people need to know. I can't talk about a lot of stuff behind the scenes. But everybody just saw what the media did, coming in, openly trying to influence things, openly reveling and trying to take my children away. And it's much worse than that behind the scenes. I'm not at liberty yet to talk about it, but we've discovered what they're doing. We didn't just get the Google documents. We've gotten some other bombshell stuff that's so damning that I've got top people involved in what we're going to do. But folks need to understand, it's a miracle Trump's gotten done what he's done. Overall, he's gotten so much done. There's no way he's not for real, or the enemy wouldn't be trying to bring him down. What do you think?
I absolutely agree with you. There's nothing else to say to that. But one more thing, Alex, I'm really enjoying this conversation. Something that is very important that we all have to understand is when you give up, your enemy always takes that as a sign of weakness and attacks you. Anytime the Armenians fought back, the Jews fought back during the Holocaust, the Americans fought back in 1776, every time you fight back, you win. Every time you submit, you lose. That's just a general fact of humanity. So I think we all have to support your broadcast.
I totally agree. Let me ask you this in closing. I'm sorry that our callers are out of time. We'll be back tomorrow. Yes, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Let me ask you this. What do you make of Christian Bale being in this great movie, and then he's complaining about Trump blocking Muslims from seven unvetted countries?
So I think it's one of those things where a lot of these liberals, their intentions, they're well-intentioned, but they live in such a bubble, and they consume the same kind of information that's forced led through them very intelligently and very subtly. So I think he's just a victim of this kind of media manipulation where you had Edward Bernays kind of with the public relations telling us, you know, this is how we have to trick the people. And
that's right. That's right. We're out of time. The Armenians, folks, are one of the small remnants of most ancient Christians that the globalists tried to wipe out. And they want to wipe us all out, no matter what color we are. We're together in our love of Christ. I want to thank the crew and everybody else. Back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, if I'm still here. We love you all. Thank you.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally
truly upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.